Let's turn our attention to Austin, and John Rainey joins us. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
All right. Probably had a long night, huh?
Well, we went pretty long. I apologize. I was going to call you, and I went to dinner after not having had anything to eat all day because of being in meetings, and I apologize for not calling.
Not a problem at all. That's okay. I was just going to let you know what our schedule is going to be this morning. Obviously, there's a lot took place yesterday. You testified before the you made statements before the Higher Education Committee. Then before the Blinn folks from Brenham could speak, you went into regular session on the floor. You came back after that, and then there were some comments last night. If you would, from your perspective, highlight the comments that you heard after you finished your work on the floor.
Well, I'll just put it this way, without trying to go into any big detail. The people in Brenham are passionate about their ownership of Blinn, and it's a historical thing. It's a traditional thing. And they are concerned that my legislation, House Bill 1903, would take some of that away. And that is absolutely not my intention. But I am hopeful that we brought to the attention of all folks that they really have not been spending their money appropriately. They're losing money at their Brenham campus. They're making money in the Bryan campus. And, of course, they like to say, well, we pay taxes, and that's why we control the district. And they only pay $1.6 million into the Blinn budget, so it's not like it's a whole lot of money. Frankly, the school has been financed off the tuition from students that attend the campus in Bryan. And we're trying to make sure that money is spent more equitably between the two campuses, and that's the goal. I would love to see Blinn and Brenham continue to grow and become more viable. I think they need to look at their projects that they have, their degree or their programs that they teach, and take advantage of those that are really good. For instance, they have a fantastic livestock program, and I think they have about 700 students. I think they need to promote that as much as they can.
Well, you know, there's certainly they've spent money in Brenham in ways that they have chosen to do. One of the things that I did hear them say is they felt like they needed more resources, and I certainly understand that if they want to try to expand to make that an environment where more students can go. But at the same time, because of those expenditures, it's kind of put them in a tough place. I felt like the district president, President Guzman, really stepped up to the plate. The member of the board who spoke, who said they had not fulfilled their fiduciary responsibilities, it sounded to me like they do feel like they have been called accountable, but they are looking to make the changes necessary.
I believe that. Ms. Miller, Carolyn Miller, who spoke, is a CPA. She's works for the city of Brenham, is knowledgeable. I think there is dedication from the board to rectify things and make sure that campus is self-sufficient, and I am thoroughly behind that. I just felt like that they needed to be pushed a little bit. House Bill 1903, I'm confident will pass out of committee. We're going to make some adjustments to it to make it more palatable to them, and it will pass out of committee. We'll see what happens over in the Senate.
Now, in those changes, they wanted to also postpone the mark, I think, until 2019. Are you amenable to that?
I think that it's going to take a little time for them to adjust, and they're going to have to begin those changes quicker than that. They may not be all done at once. But we are in agreement that they've got to begin the process of making changes that lead to Brenham being more financially sound. I'm concerned, and I know they have rich tradition of having athletics over there, but I think they've got to look at that real closely. They're losing nearly $4 million, $3.4 million, something like that, with their athletic program. And, I love athletics as much as anybody, but it's got to at least come close to paying for itself.
Sure. Now, of course, this has taken most of the air out of the room, but tell me, is there anything else that's of importance necessarily? I know that the House is going to roll their budget out next week, but short of that, is there anything else that you see that comes to happen next week?
We passed the budget at Tuesday out of the Appropriations Committee. It's set to be heard on Tuesday of next week. That'll be a all day and all night affair. I don't know how that's going to mesh up with the Senate budget, because there seems to be some tremendous differences. We'll see how that goes. And most of those will all be worked out in conference.
Exactly. Well, we've got the senator standing by, and he's going to tell us at least their side of what's going over there. Thanks for the time this morning, John. I know it's been a long week already for you. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Scott.